Black Friday. The best TV deals are always right before the Super Bowl.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good afternoon. The weather today is mostly cloudy with a high near 49. Of course, the sun's out right now. And tonight, rain likely, mainly after midnight. Be cloudy with a low around 38. Light and variable winds, and the chance of precipitation is about 60%. Tuesday is a chance of rain, mainly before 1 p.m. Then it's going to be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 45. And calm winds becoming northwest around 6 miles an hour in the morning. And the chance of precipitation is about 40%. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 29. West winds around 5 miles an hour. And they're becoming calm in the evening. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 30. Light winds increasing to 6 to 11 miles an hour in the morning. And winds could go just as high as 23 miles an hour in the afternoon or evening. Wednesday night, it'd be partly cloudy with a low around 20. Thanksgiving Day, it'll be sunny with a high near 28, and it'll be clear and low around 14 degrees.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It'll be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. My co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers, work out of our houses, have no paid staff or office. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or know someone, work with someone, or are friends with someone who have a mental illness. We also try to help the person who has the illness to get the help that they need. We do this in various ways. One of the ways we do it is we teach a 12-week course for family or friends or whatever, caretakers, and it goes over medications, side effects of the meds, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And it also tries to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We also have a support group meeting that is held at the third Thursday of every month in Flemington at 52 East Main Street. And it runs from 7 to 8:30 and sometimes till 9 o'clock, depending if people want to keep talking. But what we try to do is everything we do is free. There's no charge for any of the pamphlets or binders or anything for the class or anything at all. And if you don't have to be a member of NAMI to come to the meetings or join or do class or anything like that. If you need questions or you want some more information, you can reach out to us at 908-284-0500. And that's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we have a lady who checks it at least twice a day, and we guarantee we will back to you as soon as possible. Today, we are very happy and privileged to have with us Rebecca Herzog, who is a licensed professional counselor, is that correct?
Yes.
And also an approved clinical supervisor. Okay. And we also have with us Rose Walker, and she is the administrator and a marketer at Gen Psych. Ladies, welcome. We appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedules to come here and talk with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, I appreciate it because I think what you do is very useful and helpful to people, and we just want to try to get the word out about it. So either one of you can answer, what exactly is Gen Psych and how did it get started?
Gen Psych was started about 11 years ago by Dr. Henry Odolami. He was working at a hospital at the time and realized that there was a huge need for aftercare, for partial care and IOP levels of care when someone was discharged from the hospital. So he started a small IOP in Bridgewater, and we have now grown to 5 different locations.
Wow. Okay.
With multiple adult, teen, and child programs at most locations.
Just a quick question for anyone who doesn't understand. Could you define IOP?
Sure. So IOP stands for intensive outpatient, and it's basically when someone is coming out of the hospital, or even if they're in the community and they need a higher level of care than maybe seeing a therapist once a week, they can be admitted into an IOP program, and it's usually anywhere between, for us at Gen Psych, 6 to 8 weeks of treatment, which includes group therapy, individual therapy, and medication management.
Okay. Now, you said you had started in Bridgewater, correct?
Yes.
Where are your other locations now?
We have locations in Livingston, Brick, Lawrenceville, and Flemington.
Okay. And in Flemington, where are you located?
We are directly across the street from the hospital in the 200 building.
Right. Okay. Rose.
Yes.
What exactly does an administrator and a marketer, I pretty much know what a marketer does, but what does an administrator do?
The administrator basically, when you come in for your first appointment.
Looks busy and just,
yeah. I try to do my best to look really busy.
Push his paper. No.
But if you're coming in for your first time appointment, I will sit down and go over your benefits with you when you're done meeting with with the APN who has done the intake or the therapist who has done the intake. I'll go over your benefits, explain your out-of-pocket cost if you have one, things like that. And then I get everything set up with the attendance grids and, you know, billing purposes that way too.
Okay.
Rose does a lot. She's really downplaying it. I mean, she oversees a lot of what's happening in the background, keeps everybody on track, you know, runs our rounds meetings that we have every week, answers the phones, contacts, you know, people regarding the building or vending or the meals that we provide the clients. So she really wears a lot of hats, and she's doing a great job.
Why, thank you.
See, looking busy helps, right?
See, I know, right?
Well, when you said you supply meals, mm-hmm. how does that work? Do you cook them? Not you particularly, but you have people that cook them?
Yeah, you wouldn't want me to cook.
Yeah, me either. But
So if someone is in our full-day partial program, that runs from 10 to 3:30.
Okay.
We include, they get lunch. And so right now we order from a local restaurant every day, and we provide lunch if you're in the full-day program.
Okay.
It's included with being in program.
What are other programs besides full day?
So IOP is our half day program.
Half day.
And then partial care is our full day.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, IOP, if I'm not mistaken, a person can be ordered by the court to attend IOP. Is that not correct?
Correct.
That's okay. True.
I thought that was, you know. Mm-hmm. Do you get many clients like that?
We've had a couple, but often they're involved in IOC, which is, a program. And, you know, we work with them just the same as everyone else.
All right. I don't know whether Rose or you, Rebecca, should answer this.
Okay.
But whoever, just jump in.
Okay.
Somebody calls and says they have a potential client.
Yes.
What happens then?
If they have a potential client, what will end up happening is pretty much I get those types of phone calls, and then I screen right away. Our site is strictly just general mental health. So we don't take anybody that has an addiction problem unless it's a secondary to their general mental health diagnosis. So those are the first questions I ask. And then our site does not accept Medicare or Medicaid.
Okay.
So that's my second question, because I don't want to waste their time if they have that. And then I try to, you know, offer other areas that do, you know, give them help to get the resources that they need if they do have Medicare or Medicaid. In that sense.
You take insurance, though, correct?
We do take insurance, yes. Okay. Just those are the two that we do not take.
Right. All right, so and when you say you screen them over the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And then say they pass that screening.
Mm-hmm. I set them up with an appointment. Immediately.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Either it can be that same day, if I have the option of a therapist that can see someone that afternoon or that morning. If not, then I'll get them scheduled for the next day if I have an availability.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And are there, you know, they're men and women, I would assume?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when you have I assume you have like group sessions too?
Yes.
Okay. Both male and female are
yes.
in the group sessions?
What's also nice about mm-hmm. our site is because it we're so small, like the site itself is small. So our census will be small. So the groups are smaller. So the therapists can gear the groups more towards the clients and what their needs are at that time.
Okay.
So, and that seems to be a theme with the clients as well. They really like that, you know. That,
so what do you mean by small? Are you talking
like
about
the group sizes? Like, let's say there's 10 in each group. It's
okay.
You know, it's nice. They also feel that they're not falling into a really big group of like 20, 25,
right.
and they can actually get their voice heard and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I've heard that a few times from the clients
right.
as well.
Right.
But it is females and males
yeah.
together mm-hmm. in the group. And in Flemington, we're just working with adults.
Yeah.
So some
adults
of our,
meaning mm-hmm. 18 and over?
18
or?
And over.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So at other locations, you're working with children?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
As young as 8 years old.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you get referrals?
Yes.
Yes.
From doctors or?
Yeah, we get referrals from doctors, therapists, you know, psychiatrists, schools for the programs that have teens and children. A lot of
right.
schools refer. The hospitals refer to us, family. We get walk-ins in Flemington. So we get referrals from a lot of different sources.
All right. And I think I understood what you said, Rose, but if someone has a mental health issue
mm-hmm.
and is also an addiction problem,
mm-hmm.
what happens then?
So if their issue is primary SA and their mental health is secondary, so to speak, then in Flemington, we don't see or work with those clients. We're not licensed, excuse me, for primary substance abuse, but our other locations are. But a lot of people will present with a dual diagnosis, meaning that they've been trying to treat their depression or their anxiety with self-medicating, with drugs or alcohol.
Right.
And we can assist them in Flemington if they're more of a dual diagnosis.
Do you see many of your clients cut themselves?
We do. We have a population of clients who engage in self-harm, cutting, burning, in attempt to alleviate painful emotions or
right.
to feel emotions.
Yeah, I mentioned before that one day a week after I retired, I went to the hospital
right.
and worked in emergency services.
Yep.
One of my jobs at emergency services was go to 2 Central,
yeah.
which is their
call unit.
A lockup ward or whatever,
yeah.
and talk to the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And one day this young man said to me, gee, could I speak to you alone afterwards? I said, sure. So we went out on their little deck.
Right.
And we were talking, and he says, I have to show you something. He rolled up his sleeves on both sides. Mm. There wasn't an inch of skin that didn't have a scar. from his wrist all the way to his shoulder on both arms. I was shocked, and I'm not usually at a loss for words.
Yeah.
And I just, my mouth dropped open. I didn't know what to say to him.
Yeah.
And he just said, I'd rather have the pain from the cut than the pain in my head.
Right, yeah. Yep.
And it's just, for those of us who haven't had that kind of a pain, it's very hard to understand what they're talking about.
Right.
But after so many years with NAMI, you understand what they're talking about. You know, it may be hard to accept it,
right,
but you understand it.
Yes.
And there's more and more people like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, who you said burn themselves and stick a cigarette in their arm or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, the average person, it boggles their mind.
Yeah,
right.
It can be really scary for family, for parents. You know, they don't understand why someone would want to hurt themselves. They can get really frustrated and angry even at the person.
Right. It really does. And it's, you know, it's a shame. We have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're very privileged to have with us today Rebecca Hersock, who is the program director at GenPsych, and also Rose Walker, who is the administrator and marketer at GenPsych. we still haven't got to Rose about marketing. We've got about administrating, but you know, what about marketing? You know,
marketing. Okay, so marketing, I go out into the community as best as I can when I'm not doing the administrative stuff. And I stop into the offices, either primary care physicians or any sort of doctor's office and or therapist office, and I drop off information and let them know that we're here and what we're offering. If I get the option to sit down with the doctors, it's great because then I can let them know all about, you know, GenPsych and what we're offering, you know, Hunterdon County. So,
you ask for donations then, Tom?
I do not ask for donations.
I'm just curious, you know. But I had to throw that out. I'm sorry.
But I will say this. When we do get referrals back, I go back to that office and I do drop off a little, you know, a little treat, a little thank you for the referral.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know.
Yeah. All right. What is the average length of time for your service, or does it vary with the individual?
It does vary with the individual. It's based on clinical need, but our programs are running anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks in program, and then we would make sure that they are linked to, you know, providers to continue care afterwards. So a therapist that they might see weekly, a doctor if they're taking medications to continue with them after they're done with our program.
All right, if a client comes to you and doesn't have a psychiatrist or psychologist or whatever, do you recommend one, or do you have one on site that can help while they're there?
Well, currently we do not have an outpatient therapist or a doctor. But in the future, we're going to offer that. So when someone is done with program or someone in the community is looking for a provider, we'll be able to offer more services. So hopefully within the next 6 to 8 months, that'll be something that we'll be offering at the Flemington location. But right now, when someone's getting ready for discharge, we make sure that they're linked to someone in this community. So we refer out to all different providers in the county.
Okay. I know that you know this, and I found over the years, and I'm not nowhere near as professional as you two ladies, but that the person has to click with either the doctor or the care person or whatever.
Right.
If they don't, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And I've seen more and more times where they don't click, you know, and then they say, oh, the heck with it, and they don't bother going back.
Right. Yeah.
And then they wind up crashing, and they start the program all over again with the hospitalization and all this jazz. So, you know, it's how do you determine who or where you want to put the individual so that they do click?
Right. So, I mean, you're right. That happens. And we try to do our best to make good matches based on personality or what type of therapy the person needs and what type of therapy that therapist can provide. And I always tell folks, like, advocate for yourself. Know that you're not locked in to one therapist.
Right.
If you don't click with them, if it's not a good relationship, you know, there are many other people out there that you might build a better relationship with. And so to try to keep looking for someone that's a good match.
So I know you said you just take adults, but if you have, let's say, family members or whatever are pushing someone to do it and you can tell they're resistant and they probably wouldn't benefit, would you go ahead and still try, or what would?
Yeah, it really depends. I think that we will try to get that person to kind of, you know, see the benefits for themselves in coming, and just tell them what we offer and how we can help, depending upon what they're looking for and what they want. But if the person isn't committed, as you know, or they don't feel like they need treatment, then there's not really much we can do except let them know that, you know, when they're ready, we're here.
Exactly. Thank you.
And that's not easy.
No,
you know,
no.
Because you know they need help.
Right.
And, you know, they just haven't reached that point yet.
Right.
And a lot of times it takes them a long time.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen people crash over and over and over mm-hmm. again. And it's like, you know, you just want to shake them, you know, like, right. wake up, you know, it's like, this is your life, you know, right. but there's not a whole lot you can do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, do you find that even with your older patients that family is very helpful?
Yeah. I mean, the more family support someone has, the better, you know, they'll be as far as treatment and ongoing success, you know.
And aftercare,
right.
too.
Right, and with aftercare. It's so important for, you know, people to know that people, you know, are supportive of them getting treatment, right. that they will help them in any way they can without judgment. And so people are much more successful when the family is on board.
And I would assume you find that there are people whose family washed their hands of them and said,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
have a nice life, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
Yeah, and then we encourage people to build, you know, other support networks, right. whether it's in the community, church, support groups, right. friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little about some of your specific techniques.
Sure.
Tell us about dialectical behavior therapy and whether you use that a lot. I guess so, it's called DBT
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, it's okay. called DBT, and it's offered at all of our sites for both teens and adults. And we do offer it in Flemington, and we're pretty excited about it because there's not a lot of providers in this county that offer DBT treatment. And so DBT was developed by someone named Marsha Linehan back in the 80s. And it was developed to help folks who were really seen as treatment resistant and difficult, clients who had chronic suicidal thoughts, suicide attempts, self-harm, a lot of anger. And she developed a very skill-based type of therapy. And it's an evidence-based treatment, which means there's research that shows that it's effective, that it works. And so in Flemington, we do offer a DBT, what we'll call track. It's split out from the mental health groups or some of them. And there's a commitment involved to DBT. Each client gets a binder. They have homework that gets assigned to them. And DBT really focuses on five what they call modules or topics. Mindfulness, interpersonal effectiveness, emotion regulation, the middle path, and distress tolerance. So there are these five modules that teach skills related to each of those.
Now,
sounds good. Sounds very good. How much, tell us about some of the success you've had with the DBT. Do you have a success rate?
Yeah, I mean, I've been facilitating DBT groups for a long time, and when I was first introduced to it, I think one of the things that I found so exciting and attractive about it was that it worked. You know, you could see success. People come back and say, you know what? I never had any of these skills before. Now when I'm about to have a panic attack, mm-hmm. I know I can use these distress tolerance skills, and it's manageable, or I have hope. Or I don't have to continually go back to the hospital with these skills. It's helped me stay out of the hospital. And so I have seen it work. I've seen it help people who engage in a lot of self-harm to stop self-harming. Mm-hmm. I've seen it improve relationships, you know, with the interpersonal skills. And, you know, people who experience very intense emotions, the emotion regulation skills really help be in charge of their emotions, help the person be in charge of their emotions instead of, you know, their emotions kind of dictating what they do yeah. and what they say.
Briefly, you read off five things, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Could you briefly, or either one of you briefly,
sure.
just elaborate a little bit on the individual
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
Or each one?
Sure. So, the modules involved with DBT. The first one is the mindfulness module. And mindfulness is all about being present, having awareness, being in the here and now. Right now, it's like, get off your phone, you know, be in the moment. without judgment. And this will really allow you some relief because you're not worrying about later today. You're not worrying about what happened an hour earlier. You're just in the moment doing whatever it is. So, for example, if I was thinking about like what I'm going to make for dinner tonight, I wouldn't be able to concentrate on this radio show right now.
Right.
So it's keeping our thoughts in the present.
Now, do you have more than one person in this group, or is it just one person at a time?
No, so there's right now there's about 10 people in the group.
Okay.
And then a group facilitator that will teach the skill and review the homework and do a mindfulness practice
okay.
for the day. Yeah. Emotion regulation teaches skills. So again, so you can be in charge of your emotions. So your emotions aren't dictating, you know, your behavior. Distress tolerance are crisis management skills. So those are skills that you can use when you feel like you're in crisis. If you're having intense urges to use, to engage in self-harm, to cope with suicidal thoughts. Interpersonal effectiveness are our relationship skills. So these skills teach you how to ask for what you need or say no in a really effective way. And then the middle path skills are skills to help us not think or see things so black and white. Helps us see the gray area and kind of tackle some cognitive distortions, some thinking mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned before it was started by someone who, does someone need to have a lot of suicidal thoughts in order to benefit from this therapy? Anyone can benefit?
Yeah, what's really great about DBT is when she developed it, it was specifically for folks who had a diagnosis of borderline personality disorder. But now, over the years, found that this therapy is really helpful for anyone. So you don't necessarily have to be someone who has suicidal thoughts or attempts or hospitalizations or self-harm. You could be someone who just really needs some really great coping skills. I use DBT skills all the time.
That's
myself.
What I was thinking.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a mental disorder to benefit from these kinds of things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you, Rose, you could do it if you want.
Okay.
Don't look so scared. What would be a typical day for a client? In other words, you've got them now, you screened them, they've got into the thing. Now, what is a typical day?
So a typical day outlined is groups start at 10 o'clock. So what will happen is they'll walk in, they have to sign in the sign-in sheet. If they're there for the full day, they have to pick a lunch as well. So they sign in, pick their lunch, and then the first group, which is community, starts at 10. And that runs till 10:30. And then when that group's over...
What's community?
You want to explain community?
So community meeting is
it?
it's our way
check-in.
To kind of set and start the day. Everyone checks in with, you know, a mood rating. We go through the group schedule for the day. We talk about if anyone needs to see their therapist or provider. And then we also do a little morning meditation or mindfulness just to kind of set the tone for the day.
Okay.
And then the next group, immediately when they break out of community, that's everybody. So even if you're in the general mental health track or the DBT track, you're all in community together. And then they'll leave that group, and then they'll break off into the general mental health track and then the DBT track. And they'll be in group from 10:30 to 11:45. And then at 11:45, you get a 15-minute break, do what you got to do. And then at 12, another group starts. And that group will go from, and depending on, that group is everyone together, right?
Yeah.
The 12 o'clock group is typically, they all go together. So general mental health and DBT will meet in one group from 12 to 1.
Okay.
And then if you're IOP, you're done for the day. 1 o'clock, you get to go home. If you're the full day program, the partial hospitalization program, you get your half hour lunch break. So from 1 to 1:30, you're in lunch. And then... after that, you have a group from 1:30 to 2:30, and then you get another break. And that, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
And then you get another break, and then you'll start a group with the other wrap-up group
till
right.
the
end of the day.
Yeah.
All right. Just briefly, the mental health group.
The general mental health track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that entail?
That's a gym question.
So the difference between... The mental health track. MDBT is the mental health track. Has what we call a process group. So it's what most people typically think about when they think about a therapy group. And so instead of being in DBT in the morning, they'll be in the process group. And basically a process group is where the clients can process or talk about anything that's going on for them, anything they want feedback on from their peers in that group. There's, you know, a group facilitator and their therapist, and they steer and kind of keep the group on track or maybe highlight certain things. But basically, it's time for the clients to really talk about and share, you know, what they're dealing with and to get feedback and support from the other clients.
Okay.
And with the DBT, you, as you said, they have to make a commitment mm-hmm. in order to choose that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do the homework pretty
right.
much.
Yeah, I mean, because it involves, you know, homework completion. It involves, you know, doing something called a diary card, which is like a tracking system. So there are more pieces involved to it than being in the process group.
Right. Would the person who is in the DBT
mm-hmm.
or wants to go into the DBT, would they be more along in their recovery than the other groups?
Not necessarily.
No. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
But they have to choose.
Ooh,
hello. They have to choose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Based on, you know, when they come in for intake.
Yeah.
Based on what they're looking for or what their clinical needs are, we'll explain the differences to them. And then, you know, we'll recommend like, hey, this is what I think will benefit you most. Or some people come in right away saying like, hey, I know you do DBT. I want to be in the DBT group. So it really depends.
All right. Those that do that, do you screen them for that?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a specific screening, but we know kind of the key components to look for.
Okay.
So if they're not requesting it, but we know it's someone who's saying, you know, I've been in the hospital multiple times. I engage in self-harm or I have no coping skills. And my emotions are just, you know, huge and they mm-hmm. feel big and scary. We can, you know, take a look at and explain to them, like, this is what DBT could offer you.
I have a question about the mental health group.
Sure.
How do you prevent the sort of extreme extroverts from kind of taking over while the quiet introverts are sitting there and not necessarily getting help with their issues?
Yeah. So the wonderful thing about Flemington is that we have myself, Jim Fay, who I've worked with for a long time. We've both been with GenPsych for 8-9 years, and we've been in the field for, you know, 20-plus years. And the other therapist there, Isha, is very skilled as well. And we have awareness of when that's happening, or we know who might be someone who, you know, monopolizes the group, not on purpose, but because they feel, you know, pressured or they have a lot of needs to talk about. And so, you know, we'll jump in and we'll ask, like, hey, you know,
so-and-so,
what do you think, so-and-so?
Right.
And try to pull that person in, or, you know, even gently just say, like, you know, what everyone has to say is important, and I'd really like to hear from, you know, Joe right now, or, mm-hmm. or whatever the mm-hmm. case might be.
Right.
Now, when someone graduates, quote unquote, your mm-hmm.
program,
and down the road, can they come back?
Absolutely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If they require that level of care again, for whatever reason, they could call us, they could call our admissions department, and we'll schedule an intake and get them back.
Okay. Now, do your clients have a caseworker or social worker?
We have a case manager.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a case manager, L'Oreal.
Right. And that person has X amount of clients, or she has all the clients?
So
I was going to say, she basically has, like, who needs to get scheduled with outpatient when they're getting ready for discharge and needs to get set up. The you know, Jim and Rebecca and Isha, if they know the client's getting ready for discharge and they have nothing set up, no therapist, no medication management, none of that set up, they'll let L'Oreal know. And then she'll pull them and sit with them and help them make the phone calls that are needed to help them get set up with these appointments for when they do discharge, they're set up and they're ready to go. So,
but then you said you don't have a psychiatrist on site, though, correct?
We have two APNs that come in on Mondays and Thursdays to continue the medication management. So it's not
while
like
they're in program.
While they're in program. It's not like we're not with, the clients are not without, but we have, you know, them seen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, just to change a little bit.
Sure. Back to me.
Yeah, that's you. Back to you. Is there grants that you can get for your operation?
Probably, but we choose not to.
There a reason for that?
Not that I know of. It's just we're not, we're strictly just insurance.
Okay.
We strictly just do the insurance. No grant funds, nothing.
We did in some of our other locations, they started accepting Medicaid for some of the programs. So right now in BRIC, for the youth and teens, and I think the detox, they're accepting Medicaid clients, and in Lawrenceville as well, they accept Medicaid. We just started accepting Medicaid in some locations not too long ago.
Okay.
But if someone has insurance through Medicare, that you good.
Not at this
time. Not at this time.
Okay. And do you have any private self-payers? I mean, that's obviously an option.
Yeah,
if someone can afford
it. Option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Person that has dual diagnosis, addiction or alcoholism or whatever, and a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How do you treat the addiction part, or don't you?
Yeah.
You treat it.
We do.
Yeah.
So I think it takes us with the client, you know, figuring out why is this person using? Mm-hmm. Have they been so anxious for so long that they've been using alcohol to feel relaxed, to feel more calm? And then the alcohol becomes a problem because who doesn't want to feel calm and relaxed, right? So we then work at how can this person manage their anxiety without alcohol, thus kind of erasing the need to use alcohol. Now, if someone needs detox or rehab, you know, then that's out of our scope in Flemington anyway.
Right.
But it's basically looking at the mental health piece and, you know, what is it that using is alleviating or how is that impacting them so that they can learn different ways to cope and to manage those things without using drugs or alcohol.
Do you find that in some cases it's successful to do that where they stop using drugs or alcohol?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm thinking of someone who was with us not too long ago who had very high anxiety. And once, you know, he went through our program and learned a lot of really good skills to cope with his anxiety, he didn't have the need to use alcohol anymore to the extent that he was using. You know, he started medication, he started using skills, and he was able to avoid alcohol use. So that was really good success.
Success story.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
With that, we have to take another break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're very privileged to have with us today Rebecca Herzog, who is the director at Gen Psych, and Rose Walker, who is the administrator and marketer at Gen Psych. And we've been talking about all their programs and everything, and there is one thing that we haven't touched on yet, so we'd like to touch on that now, and that's urgent care. You have an urgent care program, correct?
We do have an urgent care program, unfortunately not in Flemington, but we do have them in our Bridgewater location, Lawrenceville, Brick, and Livingston.
Okay.
So.
What is it?
Urgent care is if you are in crisis, need medication management, or need to see a therapist immediately, you can either walk in and or call and make an appointment right away.
Okay.
And you're seen right away.
If the person is in crisis, does someone go out to see them?
No. They have to walk in or call. Yeah.
Because I know there's some like at the hospital.
Right.
Have
you're talking
care.
About the mobile outreach
right,
program
the
that they have.
That
yes,
they have,
that grant-funded program.
Right,
yep.
That'll go to
yep.
somebody. So I was just curious.
Yep,
was
nope.
Similar.
If you feel the need, like if you have a teenager that's in crisis or if you have an adolescent child that's in crisis and the parent wants the kid to be screened immediately, but the fear of going to an emergency room, they can drive them to urgent care. So it's not as scary for the kid or, you know, the teen that doesn't, you know, because you're sitting in the emergency room sometimes for hours on end.
Yeah.
So what happens, though, after you screen them if you feel they need to be hospitalized?
If they need to be hospitalized, I believe they start that process with whichever location that it has availability. They'll start calling around to let them know that we have a child and or adolescent that needs to be seen, needs that higher level of care.
Or an adult.
An adult.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We have about, about 4, maybe 5 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
There's something you would... There you go.
Okay. Here you go. Get it out.
I just wanted to say, you know, the holidays are here. They're coming. They can be a very difficult time for people. So if, you know, you're struggling yourself, please reach out for support either to a professional or family member. Or if you are that family member... to remember to check in with folks. You know, a lot of times people think they have to feel happy around the holidays, and a lot of times people are struggling big time. So,
and a lot of times
out.
It's the average person that holidays get depressed. They get depressed over the holidays.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's not just somebody with a mental health issue or anything like that. It's your average person in the street.
Right.
And, you know, in fact, I know people who get very depressed at the holidays.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and
self-care is really important. So, you know, eat well, keep on a routine, do what you can to take care of yourself and treat yourself well.
Yeah, it is. It's and, you know, it's a shame because it's the holidays, you know.
I know. It's supposed to be
a
happy time.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not always happy.
No. Right.
Know, so that's sad. But now, getting back to urgent care for a minute.
Sure.
In the other facilities,
mm-hmm.
they can go there.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can help them however need be.
Need be. Yep.
Either by admitting them to the program that you have.
Correct.
Or to
the help them hospital. Hospital.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Making mm-hmm. any other,
yeah, their arrangements.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, in Flemington, are you looking forward to starting that here?
I haven't heard yet about that. I think we're trying to get the outpatient
set up first.
Okay.
That, so
yeah.
People have options for aftercare when they're done with programs.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe in the future we'll
okay.
be offering the urgent care.
How far along are you on the outpatient?
Hopefully, like I said, maybe by the summer we'll
okay.
have that in place.
And that'll...
So
words,
what do you have? I'm sorry. What do you have there now then? You don't
the
have
partial care program.
Partial care.
The partial
and
care
the
and
intensive
the intensive
outpatient
programs.
So by outpatient, I mean the one-on-one therapy once right. per week or the mm-hmm. monthly medication management that's not connected to the program, being
yeah.
in the program.
Okay. And, you know, why don't you, one of you, doesn't matter who.
How about our marketing person?
Yeah. Yeah. How about our marketing person?
What's that?
Give out either website or telephone
sure.
number.
Okay, so the phone number to call our admissions office is 855-436-7792. And I'll say it again.
Do it again.
Okay. 855-436-7792. Or you can go onto our website at www.genpsych.com.
Let's spell that out.
Okay,
people.
You got it. www.genpsych.com.
And that's GenPsych is one word.
Yes, GenPsych is one word.
Okay. And the phone number was?
1-855-436-7792.
What are you looking at the sheet for?
I am, because I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to get a wrong number or something. I don't want people to call the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm just busting
I'm like,
you to know that. But, you know, it's just, I think it's wonderful what you guys do.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Because anything that is out there mm-hmm. that people can reach out and get
yes.
to and get help that they need, you know, I think is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is going to be your typical client.
Right.
And they may go to someplace else and
yeah.
get help.
Right.
And that's fine.
Right.
Because they're getting
mm-hmm.
help.
Exactly.
But those of you those that fit into your categories, I think
yeah.
is wonderful. Because you're up to what? You said 20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And that's awesome. You
Thanks.
Know? And
yeah.
you haven't been in Flemington that long.
No.
But we're really happy to be here.
We are.
Be part of this community.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you kept telling me that they were kind of open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're coming. Yeah.
Oh, we can't do it yet. You can't come on the radio yet. We have to finish with it in Flemington.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's been wonderful having you on. I mean that. And you are going to come back.
Good.
Because I'm going
to
reach out to you again and have you come back.
Thank you so much.
And
thank you.
To give the phone number one more time.
Okay, you got
looking.
It. No, don't do that to me. I got to look.
I'm
so it's 1-855-436-7792.
And the website was
www.genpsych.com.
Okay. And I meant that you guys will be back. We will have you back.
Great. We'd love to come
thank
back.
You. We'd love
thank
to come
you.
Back.
And we just wish you all, you two also, a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And if we don't see you before Christmas, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy
Thank you.
New Year.
You too.
Wow.
You guys as well.
Just remember, folks, we wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. And remember, mental health really does matter. See you next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Charlie Beck has suspended training for cadets at 2 police stations after 3 cadets were arrested on suspicion of stealing police cruisers. Beck said on Sunday that he's ordered a top-to-bottom review of the citywide cadet program. The cadets facing charges may have also stolen police equipment and posed as sworn officers. The cadets arrested are 15, 16, and 17 years old. Beck plans to address all cadets in the program in the coming days. I'm Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
American Airlines has announced that passengers who are flying through Phoenix for the next few days may be able to make a free change if you're flying during the hottest part of the day. When temperatures reach 120 degrees, planes aren't allowed to take off from Sky Harbor International Airport, and that extremely hot weather is expected the next 2 days. Flights were last grounded on June 26, 1990, when the temperature at the airport was a record 122 degrees. Experts say they don't expect the temperature to be quite that high this time. USA Radio News.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI.